It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Health is expanding COVID-19 testing beyond hospital patients and frontline healthcare workers. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
Hospital systems have had a limited number of tests and have had to prioritize who gets them. Now Denver Health is adding a new group to test outpatients with symptoms of the disease. They must be part of the Denver Health System and make an appointment to be sent to one of three drive-up sites. Dr. Tom McKenzie is Chief Quality Officer at Denver Health.
If we identify people who are positive, we hope that they will isolate themselves, and that anyone who has been in contact with them will have a heightened awareness about their potential exposure.
Dr. McKenzie says the expanded testing will help ensure that more people who are contagious stay home. He says the next step will be testing those who are asymptomatic. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
The coronavirus continues to be especially hard on Colorado's elderly population. New state numbers show that more than 320 residents of nursing homes, group homes, and rehab centers have died in the pandemic. That's more than half of the state's total deaths. The number of reported deaths at the homes nearly doubled in a week. The U.S. House of Representatives meets this morning to vote on whether to set up a committee on the coronavirus crisis, but there's a party line divide over whether that's necessary. Colorado Democrat Ed Perlmutter says even 100 oversight committees wouldn't be enough.
We need to have oversight that look at our healthcare systems, our businesses, our people. You know, who gets the assistance, when they get it, where they get it, why they get it, how they get it.
Republicans argue that there are already several oversight mechanisms in place for the country's COVID-19 response. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the creation of the Select Committee earlier this month. Colorado weather has rain for Metro Denver and snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.